News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A chilly start on this first day of April, 46, heading for a high just in the 50s. The details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. First, the traffic and the ride in. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, just working one accident now off the state in North Broad. They've got the wreckers on the scene now. It's a good ride across the Bayway. Again, if you're traveling out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Long I-10, with no new wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area. Providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance, call 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-40s, and then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile. Complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, and you on the text line 343-0106. Plus lots to talk about as they get ready to go back in session in Montgomery tomorrow. Some bills filed over the weekend we'll talk about coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, let's check more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An early morning crash in South Baldwin County claims the lives of 2 people and injures 3. This happened Saturday morning, according to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. 57-year-old Steve Leonard of Atmore and Michael Leonard, 54 years of age, of Century, Florida, were traveling southbound on Baldwin 87 just after 8 a.m. when Leonard's pickup truck collided with another pickup truck, that driver being identified as 37-year-old Blaine Gregg of Alberta. Steve Leonard was transported to a hospital here in Mobile. That's where he died as a result of his injuries. Meantime, Michael Leonard, his passenger, he was pronounced dead at the scene. Neither were wearing a seatbelt. According to Aaliyah, there was a child inside each of those vehicles, but they did survive, and they were transported to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola with non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation continues at this hour. Mobile police need your help this morning to catch a number of brazen thieves after a local pawn shop is targeted. At least 8 people were inside of a vehicle when it slammed into the Trooper Pawn and Gun Shop on Schillinger Road around 5 a.m. Sunday. After the SUV smashed into the building, multiple people jumped out of that vehicle, headed straight into the store, and swiped a number of items. Now, the store does have surveillance video. They have posted that video on their Facebook page, and they say they believe it was an Audi SUV which slammed into their business. Again, that video was posted on Facebook. They're asking for your help, and the Mobile Police Department. They are also asking if you have any information to step forward and give them a call. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. And from our news partners at WKRG, people in Spanish Fort get their chance to sound off about a proposed school tax tonight. Spanish Fort City Council holding a public hearing to find out what voters think about the new proposal. Raising property taxes to fund schools in Baldwin County hasn't always had the best track record, but Spanish Fort wants to give it another try. The city's proposing a 3 mil property tax increase. Money would be earmarked for arts and academics at all four campuses in Spanish Fort. Public hearing starts tonight at 6 at the Spanish Fort Community Center. Voters will get the final say. If Spanish Fort moves forward with the tax increase, it would ultimately be up to Spanish Fort voters to make that final decision. If passed, the 3 mil property tax increase would only impact those in Spanish Fort. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll check in with News 5 next.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A video that appears to show a man beating a horse has sparked outrage on social media. Authorities in Conecuh County confirmed to News 5 that the video is under investigation. It appears to show a man whipping a horse, which has one of its legs tied. We're told the video was shared on the social media site Snapchat, but it is now evidence in the investigation.
The man in the video is not in possession of the horse at this time. The horse is with its owner.
Police say the man in the video knows the owner of the horse, but investigators will not say how they know each other. A Mobile police officer was arrested on a domestic violence charge. He could be back in court this week. The department confirms Jerry Birch is an officer in the department. He's now on administrative leave. Jail records show Birch was booked at 3:40 Saturday morning and released early Sunday morning, just after midnight on bond. Crews continue to battle a raging wildfire in Bay County, Florida. We're told the fire has burned nearly 500 acres. It's about 30% contained. Helicopters have been brought in to fight that fire. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation is hosting the 10th annual Good Life Ride May 11th, the Saturday of Mother's Day weekend, with 2, 9, and 19-mile routes in the beautiful U.S. Branyan Backcountry Trail. ACF has partnered with the Lodge at Gulf State Park, a Hilton hotel, for a discounted stay for the ride weekend. The routes begin and end at the Lodge, where the post-ride party will be held. For more information, visit goodliferide.org.
The Auburn Tigers are headed to the Final Four. It's the end of the road for Duke, Kentucky, Gonzaga, and Purdue. And Denny Hamlin and Kevin Kisner both get wins in Texas. 713 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
For the first time, Auburn is going to the Final Four. It's a trip to Minneapolis.
Let's run back Auburn's magical weekend, which culminated in that call on CBS. It started in the Sweet 16 on Friday when the Tigers kept the hot streak rolling with a 97-80 rout of number one seed North Carolina. It was a neck-and-neck game through the first half, with Javon McCormick making a last-second layup to give Auburn the lead going into halftime. And whatever Bruce Pearl said to the team at the half worked, because the fifth-seeded Tigers went on an 8-point run to start the second half and would go on to outscore the Tar Heels 56-41 in the final 20 minutes of play. Auburn hit an outstanding 17 three-point attempts in the game, blocked 6 shots, and stole 8 to get it done on both sides of the floor. Chuma Okeke led the Tigers with 20 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block, but unfortunately went down late in the game when his left leg appeared to give way underneath him. It was later determined that Okeke has a torn ACL and will miss the rest of the postseason. So with heavy hearts for their teammate, Auburn was on to the Elite Eight to face number 2 seed Kentucky for the third time this season. The Wildcats had already beaten Auburn twice, but Auburn had different plans this time around with a 77-71 overtime victory, earning a ticket to the Final Four in Minneapolis. The Tigers had trouble hitting shots early and found themselves down 11 points midway through the first half, but veteran guards Bryce Brown and Jared Harper clawed them to within 5 points by halftime. To begin the second half, Auburn went on a 10-2 run to take a three-point lead.
And we are tied at 37. The Brown steps in, turns around. Oh! Bryce Brown is smoking hot!
From then on, it was a tight game until Auburn's Horace Spencer missed a game-winning three-pointer, and the teams went to overtime. In OT, Auburn's diminutive point guard Harper took over, scoring 12 of Auburn's 17 points, more than Kentucky's 11 total overtime points as a team.
Harper, the blow by, sticks it! Jared Harper, the drive and deuce.
He stuck it going to his right, looking for a big guy.
After that, it was all smiles for Auburn, and Bruce Pearl's squad was cutting down the nets in Kansas City.
At Auburn, in athletics, we're not Cinderella's at anything. We're really, really good in all those other sports. We win championships. Been a long time since men's basketball's been good. That's what makes this so special for us.
Harper was named the most outstanding player of the Midwest Regionals. In the four games, he averaged 17.5 points per game and 6.5 assists. I wonder what Charles Barkley thought of all this on Sunday.
The greatest day in Auburn basketball history. Today was the greatest day in Auburn basketball history.
Now the Tigers head to Minneapolis this weekend to take on the last remaining number one seed, Virginia. The Cavaliers held on to defeat Purdue in overtime on Saturday, 80-75. It's the first time the Cavs are in the Final Four since 1984. AU and Virginia scheduled to be the first game Saturday night with tip-off set for 5:09 p.m. The opening lines have Auburn as a 5-point underdog, so they have Virginia right where they want them. Rounding out the other games from the weekend, number 3 seed Texas Tech upset number 1 seed Gonzaga 75-69 to win the Final Four bid in the West Regional. Like Auburn, this is the first time in program history that the Red Raiders are in the Final Four. They'll face the East Region winner, number 2 seed Michigan State, after the Spartans upset number 1 seed Duke 68-67 last night. Michigan State and Texas Tech will play following the Auburn game on Saturday night. The Spartans opened as 3-point favorites. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin overcame 2 pit road penalties to win the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 in Texas. It's Hamlin's second win of the season and his 4th top 5 finish. And in golf, Kevin Kisner won the WGC Dell Match Play Championship in Austin, Texas. It was redemption for Kisner, who lost to Bubba Watson in the match play final last year. This week, the PGA heads to Valero for the Valero Texas Open. It's the final tournament before next week's Masters in Augusta, Georgia. 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you own a business and invest in new equipment or facilities, the tax law offers a temporary bonus. You can write off those expenditures right away instead of doing it bit by bit over many years. Republicans hoped offering that incentive would help to stimulate the economy. Keep in mind, you don't have to only buy new stuff. Old equipment is also eligible for the break and may be cheaper. After 2022, the percentage of the cost that can be immediately deducted gradually phases down. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers telling us snow, new wrecks in roadways. A little bit slower right by Sims Middle School and Mary G. Montgomery off of Moffitt as you're traveling close to Snow Road. But again, accident-free conditions, no problems along the interstate and downtown for the tunnels across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Right, the latest on allegations leveled against former Vice President Joe Biden. We'll get into that in just a second. It's sports night tonight. How much? Holy cow! Can you believe it? On Auburn Talk, is it going to be
probably the entire hour? I know last week when they were going into the Sweet 16, we spent a good 45 minutes on Auburn, and so tonight expect about the same. We're going to go over their entire run over the weekend and take a look ahead at Virginia. Hopefully, have a good Auburn guest on tonight. We're also going to talk about Alabama basketball and that new head coach Nate Oates.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear more because he did a great job where he was. He's kind of unknown down here, but I looked at his record and he knows how to win.
Yeah, if Alabama wants NCAA tournament appearances, he's probably the guy because he's getting it done with the University of Buffalo the last few years.
Yeah, that's a whole side thing. I'll listen to the show tonight, but Pearl has done. It's not like over time he's had recruits that nobody else had. I mean, he has good players, mm-hmm. obviously, but it's not like he has the recruits that the Duke or North Carolina will get or something like that. There's something to be said for his coaching.
Yeah, it's his style of play, and I think he took the playbook from a lot of NBA teams who are chucking threes and playing mm-hmm. fast, and that's working to his team.
Those kids shoot threes, man. They shoot them lights out.
They'll take a shot wherever they can get it on the floor.
Yeah, it was fun to watch yesterday afternoon for sure. 7:23, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you need a new license, a tag, or maybe you just have a question for the DMV, you're in luck as another day has been added to the week for you to handle your business. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says that offices here in Mobile, Birmingham, and Opelika will now open on Saturdays beginning this Saturday, April the 6th. They say the move was made to accommodate people who have difficulty leaving school or work during the standard work week, so the offices on Saturday will be available for first driver license issuances, out-of-state transfers, and driving tests. ALEA is also expanding hours at field offices in 21 Alabama counties. And if this all goes well, then more locations could see Saturday hours as well. Speaking of new, a new area code coming our way that will be dialed up this month. Beginning this month, portions of western central Alabama, including Jefferson County, will be covered by an overlay area code 659. The overlay will be used in addition to the current 205 area code. So the overlay does not require customers to change their existing area code, but it will change how you reach the other party. You'll now need to dial the area code plus the telephone number. The entire process will happen over the next few months. By October, callers must dial the area code with the 7-digit phone numbers in order to make that call complete. Those who do not will then hear a recorded message instructing them to hang up the phone and dial again, but this time with the area code. The 205 area code generally covers the western central portion of the state, which includes communities like Clanton and Hamilton, Jasper, Tuscaloosa, and Birmingham. The new 659 area code will serve the same region. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly, although I'm still scratching my head. How do we gain an area code and lose a congressional district? These things baffle me. 725 FM Talk 106.5 and Reid Binion from Westwood One, the latest on allegations leveled against former Vice President Joe Biden.
I'm glad that he is clarifying his intentions.
Former Nevada Lieutenant Governor nominee Lucy Flores responding to a statement from former Vice President Joe Biden regarding her allegations about behavior she says made her feel uneasy at a 2014 campaign rally.
Very unexpectedly and out of nowhere, I feel Joe Biden put his hands on my shoulders, get up very close to me from behind, lean in, smell my hair, and then plant a slow kiss on the top of my head.
Flores made the allegations against Biden Friday in an essay for The Cut. Biden released a statement Sunday saying he's offered countless handshakes and hugs on the campaign trail, quote, and not once, never did I believe I acted inappropriately. If it is suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully, but it was never my intention. Flores says that's not exactly the point.
My point was never about his intentions, and they shouldn't be about his intentions. It should be about the women on the receiving end of that behavior.
Some Democratic presidential hopefuls that Biden may be competing against also weighed in.
I know the vice president addressed it there in that statement, and he will continue to address it if he decides to get into this race.
I'm not sure that one incident alone disqualifies anybody, but her point is absolutely right. And this is an issue the entire country has got to work on.
I'm Reid Binion reporting.
Yeah, side note there, hearing Bernie Sanders talk, Flores had worked for Bernie Sanders. It doesn't mean, you know, the second somebody gets traction out there politically, these things come out. The allegation is that he kissed her on her head.
Back of the head, I guess, during a photo shoot. You know, I think it's begun because a lot of people saw that Biden would maybe enter the race and said, oh, he's probably got this locked up. He already has the most political clout. He's going to have the most fundraising. He's the most electable of the far-left Democrats. And I just don't see it. I don't think that the far-left Democrats are going to let him get there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But, yes, the oppositional research has already started. And let me point out, y'all, it's 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Early 2019. The cycle is never over. It's always in a political cycle.
It's going to be a long battle.
And let's hope this is a April Fool's Day prank out there, because Tinder has tweeted on Friday about a new height verification feature. Now, Tinder, the dating app, listen, a quote here, it says, it's come to our attention that most of you 5'10"ers out there are actually 5'6". The charade must stop. They weren't talking about Jared, were they, from Auburn? They say you need to submit a picture of yourself on Tinder now, quote, standing next to any commercial building, end quote. Then they'll verify how tall you are based on that building's measurements. And if they find out you are as tall as you say, you'll get a height-verified badge on your Tinder account.
Got to be April Fool's,
gotta
right?
Got to be, I guess. Tinder announcing that on Friday, height verification feature on their dating app.
That seems to be the one complaint from women that use the Tinder app, is they go out on a date with someone and say, he's not what he said he was going to be.
Oh, my gosh. Don't let guys get started on being sold a false bill of goods as well, but leave it at that. 728 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 and Dr. Bill next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Panama City Housing Authority says it plans to tear down and rebuild two of its communities destroyed by Hurricane Michael. Those are the Masalina and Fletcher Black communities. However, some residents are still living in them today. Both communities house a total of 200 families. Officials say the homes will be torn down in the next 3 to 6 months. People in Spanish Fort will have a chance to learn more about a proposal to raise property taxes. The city's proposing a 3 mil property tax increase to help Spanish Fort schools. It's a topic that has divided the community. If the city moves forward, voters will have the final say. That public meeting is tonight at 6 at the Spanish Fort Community Center. Auburn has made history. The Tigers are headed to the Final Four. They knocked off Kentucky Sunday 77-71. Auburn's run to Minneapolis includes 3 straight wins over the Blue Blood basketball programs of Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky.
It's kind of unreal. It's very surreal.
Coach Bruce Pearl, they'll face Virginia, the number one seed in the South, Saturday at 5 o'clock. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
A technical glitch has caused havoc with several of the nation's airlines. Delta, Southwest, and United all reporting an issue. Travelers at airports across the country now face delays. Christina Alessi is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
The gate agent provided periodic updates that basically said it was some kind of software issue, a database management outage, maintenance outage that resulted in the pilots not being able to get the information that they need to fly.
On the southern U.S. border, correspondent Natasha Chen is following the immigration crisis.
About 30 or 40 miles from where we're standing in Brownsville, there's a similar situation. But in that case, the city manager tells us city tax dollars and nonprofit dollars are helping to provide cell phones for migrants to contact their families and to buy bus tickets to get them to their next destination.
Lawyer Michael Avenatti has a hearing today to answer charges of fraud and extortion. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Air travelers around the country are dealing with delayed flights this morning because of a technology problem affecting several airlines. The FAA says the issues involve a flight planning weight and balance program called AeroData. Affected airlines include Southwest, United, JetBlue, Alaska, and Delta. The extent of the problems is not yet clear, but some of the airlines have tweeted that they're working on the issues and are asking customers to be patient. If you're flying today, you should check with your carrier before heading to the airport. Apple has canceled a wireless charging mat called AirPower that it announced with fanfare 18 months ago but never delivered, a rare about-face. Apple announced the decision in a statement Friday, apologized to customers, and said it made the decision because it concluded that AirPower wouldn't be able to achieve its high standards. AirPower was pitched as a single pad that could charge an iPhone, smartwatch, and AirPods wireless earbuds simultaneously. On Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Morning. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
What happened? It was Saturday was pretty darn warm, and then Sunday here comes the north winds and the cold temps.
A cold front came roaring through early on Sunday, and the temperatures yesterday. Well, the warmest part of the day yesterday was just before the front came through after midnight. Because the rest of the day, in the afternoon, we were only in the low 50s. And that is way, way below normal. The normal high now is 74. So we were some 20 degrees colder than we should be during the afternoon yesterday and at this time of the year. So we're going to get see a warm-up now over the next few days. In fact, over the weekend, we'll be up around 80 degrees. But as for today, about 68 this afternoon. We got some clouds this morning, but it should become sunny this afternoon. Now, tonight, the clouds come back in because an upper air disturbance will move through the area rather quickly. And we could see a few showers during the evening hours. And then later tonight, it'll clear off. We'll see a low around 45 degrees. Then tomorrow, beautiful day, sunny and about 72 degrees. And Wednesday looks good with plenty of sunshine and, again, about 72 or perhaps 73. After that, we've got some rain in the forecast for Thursday and Friday. For Thursday, a good chance for showers as a cold front approaches. The high on Thursday will be in the mid-70s. And then Thursday night, and it looks like around Friday morning at daybreak, the next cold front will come in. But it's really going to be a dry front. And it looks like we'll see a few showers with the arrival of the front, and then it'll be in the upper 70s for Friday with a chance of some showers off and on through the day. As for the weekend, mostly cloudy and a few showers during the afternoon hours, and both days up around 80 degrees.
So big changes coming this week when that rain comes through, that Thursday rain. Any severe weather associated with that?
Yeah, Sean, it looks like we could see a few strong thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday morning. Possibility that they could produce some strong gusty winds. But again, that will be later on in the evening for Thursday night and on into early Friday when that's with that possibility of some strong thunderstorms.
All right. Glad you're keeping an eye on it for us, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our exclusive forecast right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll check the ride in. Kane with traffic coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Marquise Forge, CEO of 1186 Water from Autauga County, Alabama. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
According to Marquise Forge, Autauga is a Native American term for good water. And Marquise is capturing this artesian water from the earth below his plant and bottling it in Autaugaville, Alabama. This new business, barely a year old, has given his depressed community some much-needed pride and hope. And the marketplace is loving this exceptional product. First, the water is very good, but when you hear his story, you, like me, may never buy another brand of bottled water again. Listen to What's Working Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. I've got a new accident to McFarland and Jeff Hamilton without injuries, and they're still clearing one at Canal and South Water downtown. So far, the Bayway and the Causeway looks good. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, you're still checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. See them online at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Remember, you can catch podcasts of this show and all the other shows, 40-some-odd hours a week of live, locally produced programming. By the way, we're live 7 days a week here. Real Mobile, Baldwin County folks doing radio shows. You can catch that content by going to our podcast tab on the front page of FMTalk1065.com, or the more convenient way to do it, just have those shows download to your smartphone when you check out iTunes or Stitcher, Spotify, or even the TuneIn radio app. That's how you stream the station. If you haven't used it yet, really great. TuneIn Radio. It's a free app for iTunes or Google Play. Download that, put it on your phone. You can stream us. It also has a feature where if the phone rings, you get a text, it pauses the audio, and you can pick the show back up where you left off. Really like that feature. It is free. There is a pay-for version, but Dalton and I both run in the freemium version.
Yeah, you don't need the pay-for version. They're just trying to get their money. But,
that's right. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
But life hack, you don't need to pay for it.
That's right. Get the freemium version of TuneIn Radio. But over there, too, you can also get podcasts of our shows. Delivered to your smartphone, so check it out. All right, 7:40, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man killed in an early morning car crash over the weekend in Mobile has been identified. 24-year-old Devin Carroll from Daphne lost his life after his vehicle went off the road and hit a concrete barrier. He was then ejected from his vehicle, and that's where he died at the scene. The accident happened on the I-65 and I-10 portion of the interstate here in Mobile. The investigation continues at this hour as to what may have triggered the deadly chain of events. Do you remember when Dick's Sporting Goods made the decision to stop selling assault-style rifles? Well, the company's lost more than $150 million in revenue, yet their CEO says it was all worth it. CEO Ed Stack says, quote, "The system does not work. It's important that when you know that there's something that's not working and it's to the detriment of the public, you have to stand up." According to Bloomberg News, the move impacted about 1.7% of the company's annual revenue, and the move was prompted after 19-year-old gunman purchased a shotgun legally at Dick's in 2017, though the gun was not the weapon used in the massacre at Parkland High School in Florida. Last year, Dick's announced in February that they would no longer sell the high-powered rifles or sell guns to anyone under the age of 21. You also may recall earlier this year, the sporting goods store pulled hunting items from 10 of their stores as a test and replaced them with items geared toward athletes and sports teams like baseball teams and soccer teams, all due to declining football-related sales. The company also did away with their electronic division of the store. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:42, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's get this week started. Hey, Larry.
Get the week started and the month started, April Fool's Day, huh?
That's for sure, but no fooling here. You said inventory on trucks and trucks priced right, looking great at LCM.
Absolutely. You know, we try to keep, you know, we get a lot of requests for trucks, especially work trucks, under $10,000, so we've got a good selection. I got three more coming today, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive. Some of them work trucks, and some of them are decked out, so we got a good selection of those.
Yeah, you're always getting the trucks. It's like you already were reading my mind when you get the inventory at LCM. The kind of trucks that I would pick out from a big list, you already got them.
Well, that's because we listen to our customers. You know, they come in if we don't have it, and they make a request, and we vlog. That's, hey, this is, we're getting a lot of requests on this. Let's go buy some.
All right, how's financing looking?
Finance is great. We've got a great selection of that, too. You know, we've got a tremendous selection of credit unions, banks, finance companies, and local lenders.
All right, the best thing we need to do right now is come see you. Give us directions.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, y'all.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:43 on the way. We'll check more headlines with Kelly, and Kane's got our traffic coming up.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the
Kyle Gunter's Coasters. And the Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So, darling, say the last dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and the Platters in concert. Live.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater.
On the roof.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A video that appears to show a man beating a horse has sparked outrage on social media. Authorities in Kanaka County confirmed to News 5 that the video is under investigation. It appears to show a man whipping a horse, which has one of its legs tied. We're told the video was shared on the social media site Snapchat, but it is now evidence in the investigation.
The man in the video is not in possession of the horse at this time. The horse is with its owner.
Police say the man in the video knows the owner of the horse, but investigators will not say how they know each other. A Mobile police officer was arrested on a domestic violence charge. He could be back in court this week. The department confirms Jerry Birch is an officer in the department. He's now on administrative leave. Jail records show Birch was booked at 3:40 Saturday morning and released early Sunday morning, just after midnight on bond. Crews continue to battle a raging wildfire in Bay County, Florida. We're told the fire has burned nearly 500 acres. It's about 30% contained. Helicopters have been brought in to fight that fire. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
The Auburn Tigers are headed to the Final Four. It's the end of the road for Duke, Kentucky, Gonzaga, and Purdue. And Denny Hamlin and Kevin Kisner both get wins in Texas. 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
For the first time,
let's rewind the magical weekend for the Auburn Tigers that culminated in that call from CBS yesterday. It started in the Sweet 16 on Friday when the Tigers kept the hot streak rolling with a 97-80 rout of number one seed North Carolina. It was neck and neck through the first half with Javon McCormick making a last-second layup to give Auburn the lead going into halftime. And whatever Bruce Pearl said to the team at the half worked, because the fifth-seeded Tigers went on an 8-point run to start the second half and would go on to outscore the Tar Heels 56-41 in the final 20 minutes of play. Auburn hit an outstanding 17 three-pointers on the night. They blocked six shots and stole eight to get it done on both sides of the floor. Chuma Okeke led the Tigers with 20 points, 11 rebounds, two steals, and a block, but unfortunately went down late in the game when his left leg appeared to give way underneath him. It was later determined that Okeke has a torn ACL and will miss the rest of the postseason. So with heavy hearts for their teammate, Auburn was on to the Elite Eight to face number two seed Kentucky for the third time this season. The Wildcats had already beaten Auburn twice, but the Tigers had different plans this time around with a 77-71 overtime victory, earning a ticket to the Final Four in Minneapolis. The Tigers had trouble hitting shots early and found themselves down 11 points midway through the first half, but veteran guards Bryce Brown and Jared Harper clawed them to within 5 points by halftime. And to begin the second half, Auburn went on a 10-2 run to take a 3-point lead.
And we are tied at 37. The Brown steps in, turns around. Oh! Bryce Brown is smoking hot!
It was a tight game from there until Auburn's Horace Spencer missed a game-winning three-pointer, and the teams went to overtime. In OT, Auburn's diminutive point guard, Harper, took over, scoring 12 of Auburn's 17 points, more than Kentucky's 11 total overtime points as a team.
Harper, the blow by. He stuck it going to his right, looking for a big guy.
After that, Okiki wheeled his wheelchair onto the floor, and Bruce Pearl's squad was cutting down the nets in Kansas City.
At Auburn, in athletics, we're not Cinderellas in anything. We're really, really good in all those other sports. We win championships. Been a long time since men's basketball's been good. That's what makes this so special for us.
Jared Harper was named the most outstanding player of the Midwest Regionals. In the four games, he averaged 17.5 points per game and 6.5 assists. And I wonder what Charles Barkley thought of all this after the game yesterday.
The greatest day in Auburn basketball history. Today was the greatest day in Auburn basketball history.
Now the Tigers head to Minneapolis this weekend to take on the last remaining number one seed, Virginia. The Cavaliers held on to defeat Purdue in overtime on Saturday, 80-75. It's the first time that Virginia's in the Final Four since 1984. AU and UVA scheduled to be the first game Saturday night with tip-off set for 5:09 p.m. The opening lines have Auburn as a 5-point underdog, so Auburn has Virginia right where they want them. Rounding out the other games from the top week from the weekend, number 3 seed Texas Tech upset number 1 seed Gonzaga 75-69 to win the Final Four bid in the West Regional. Like Auburn, this is the first time in program history that the Red Raiders are in the Final Four. They'll face the East Region winner, number 2 seed Michigan State, after the Spartans upset number 1 seed Duke 68-67 last night.
Up ahead, Winston.
Sparty and Texas Tech will play following the Auburn game on Saturday night. Spartans opened as 3-point favorites. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin overcame 2 pit road penalties to win the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 in Texas. It's Hamlin's second win of the season and his 4th top 5 finish this year. In golf, Kevin Kisner won the WGC Dell Match Play Championship in Austin, Texas. It was redemption for Kisner, who lost to Bubba Watson in the Match Play Final last year. This week, the PGA heads to Valero for the Valero Texas Open. It's the final tournament before next week's Masters in Augusta, Georgia. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
How many of y'all had Auburn in the Final Four in your bracket?
Not this guy.
Anyone? Anyone?
Okay. Not me.
Check it.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. McFarland and Jeff Hamilton also still there at Canal and Southwater. It's been a good start so far along Airport, Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65, Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. You've got some radar in that stretch. A little bit slower. Be careful. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them online at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-40s, and then tomorrow, sunny, with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Believe it or not, the temperatures dropped over the last hour, now down to 45 here on this first day of April, heading for a high in the 50s. More from Dr. Bill and our forecast coming up. Right now, let's check in with Kelly for headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Don't look now, but a bit of a business boom is happening in the city of Saraland as a new medical office building is coming their way soon. That building will join the recently opened Cracker Barrel, a Hampton Inn & Suites, a Publix anchored shopping center, and an Infirmary Health Medical Plaza. And also coming down the pike, and it's under construction right now, a freestanding emergency department adjacent to the existing facility. So according to census information released last year, Saraland is among the state's fastest growing cities. Between 2010 and 2017, the city saw an estimated gain of more than 1,100 people in population, which is an increase of 8.74%, reaching their estimated total population of 14,576 people. Now, compare that to 1 year prior, that's when the estimated growth was only 3.9%. So back to the new addition. This will be a $17 million project, a 55,000 square foot Class A medical office building. Alabama Orthopedic Clinic and Saraland Physical Therapy will be anchor tenants for the project. Construction is set to start this summer and take 1 year to complete. Bragging rights this morning for the Riverview Renaissance Plaza Hotel in Mobile, picked as the 2018 Marriott Franchise Hotel of the Year among Marriott's distinctive premium hotels in North America. So that means that this ranking means that they were highest among several Marriott brands to include Autograph, Renaissance, and Westin. Marriott International says its Riverview Renaissance Plaza Hotel in the Port City has won the top internal honor among their North American properties, and these honors are based on a review of guest satisfaction surveys, employee opinions, financial records, market share, event satisfaction, and overall property performance. Congratulations to all who work at the Riverview Renaissance Plaza Hotel in Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Hey, coming up on Midday Mobile today, 12:30. Today's what it looks like. Senator Doug Jones is going to join us to talk about a handful of subjects. Get into that at 12:30 today. Plus, we'll keep our eye on the return from spring break for session. As, yes, last week the Alabama legislature was out for spring break, y'all, because they were exhausted. After
2 weeks in?
Yeah, they had the special session, then they gaveled back into regular session, then they went on spring break, and now they're coming back to take another bite at the apple, go back in tomorrow. And, of course, a lot of things on the docket, the lottery, Medicaid expansion discussion is in the mix. Also, we'll get into some of the bills that have been filed. You have the hands-free bill. You have that the road rage, you know, no sitting in the left lane bill.
Mm-hmm.
Also, word out about another revenue bill, another tax bill. This coming out of the House. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second when we return right here on Mobile Mornings. Y'all stay close.